This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With just about a month remaining in the public comment period for people on either side of the gray wolf delisting debate, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse is voicing his support. Newhouse says the federal delisting would allow the state of Washington to oversee its own unique wolf management issues.
This would give us an opportunity, particularly where we're focused on in the state of Washington, to utilize the management program that we have developed in Washington State that would be much more effective and be helpful to those people that are encountering and dealing with the increased wolf population.
But Newhouse says they haven't lost hope.
So we'll continue to push for this. I don't know that there's anything new to report as far as where the decision is now, but we certainly are continuing to keep the pressure up that we can see this happen as soon as possible.
Newhouse says the public comment period is not just for those against delisting.
It's not just for any particular point of view. It's to gather comments from all citizens that are impacted. And so it's absolutely open to producers, livestock owners, as well as those that want to prevent the delisting. So the window is still open to make your opinions known no matter what side you're on.
To comment on the delisting issue, just go to the Federal Register website or a link on the Newhouse website at newhouse.house.gov.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.